This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, here we go into the home stretch. Tim Zimmer brings it to my imagination that as we attention that as we remember Katrina 20 years ago, LSU was set to play Arizona State in 2005, and they kept pushing that game back and back and back and back and back. Now it's 2030 they're set to play the game to make up that they missed in 2005, 25 years later. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, to talk about those LSU Tigers. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
We're getting right. We're getting to it, aren't we?
We're getting there, man. We're getting there. Only a few more days left.
Tell me what's going on at practice, what's going on with LSU.
Well, there's a lot going on. Obviously, the preparation here for the Clemson Tigers, there's a lot of different things I could hit on, Tommy. I guess I'll try to go off the top of my head on what are some of the big talking points at the moment. First of all, this team looks like it's healthy. I know there's been a couple of practices where the media were able to observe and Garrett Nussmeier was not throwing. They had him on a pitch count here during the preseason camp. And then, of course, he had a little bit of that knee issue as well. But looks like he's ready to go. And LSU made it all the way through here through this entire preseason camp without a major injury.
You probably shouldn't have said that if they're still hitting.
What's that?
I say you probably shouldn't have said that if they're still hitting. But are they or not?
I mean,
you'd think they'd taper that off. Today's Tuesday.
I don't think what I can say, Tommy's going to result.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I don't know. I'm not. I don't believe in the broadcaster's jinx. But You know, last year they had an injury to Chris Hilton towards the end of preseason camp, and that really, you know, even though Garrett Nussmeier threw for 4,000 yards, that really hampered the passing game because they were missing that deep threat that Chris Hilton possesses, and they got him. They got Barry and Brown. LSU's going to be able to stretch the field a lot more. Coach Brian Kelly feels really good about this defense. He loves the experience that he has on that defense. I talked about that in the story that I have up at WWL.com right now. And then I think the other big story is the offensive line. They have still not settled on a starting five.
But is that good? Is that good that they haven't settled on a starting five?
I'm not crazy about it.
Okay. The reason I ask is, does it mean they have so much talent it's hard to pick the best five, or does it mean it's hard to find five guys that can play?
Well, I think what you want is, especially going into this game against another top 10 opponent on the road in a hostile environment, I would like to have the starting five set. That these are the five guys we're going with, so you can have the communication down, you can have the teamwork down, the chemistry down, all of that. I'm not a big fan of going into this game swapping guys out. Now, granted, I think the idea is LSU will decide on a starting five, of course, and they're going to hope that five will be, they'll be so good from the start that there's no reason to sub anybody in or out.
Mm-hmm.
But the plan right now at this point is to play as many as 8 guys on that offensive line. If LSU was playing Louisiana Tech and wanted to shuffle some guys in and out, if LSU was playing Southeastern Louisiana this week and wanted to shuffle some guys in and out, I think that's fine. But this is going to be a game where you can't afford to have critical mistakes. You can't have protection breakdowns, missed blocks, could cost you big in a game like this that's expected to be so close. So it's not ideal, but it's the situation that they have right now.
So again, is it because they are so talented, or they're finding 5 guys that can play? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I think the competition is just close. I think it's a lot like what you're seeing with the Saints quarterback situation, in that you have Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck.
Well, but wait, hang on a second. We're not talking about Jaden Daniels, or give me another starting a great
Joe
quarterback.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, we're not talking about that, are we, when it comes to offensive linemen?
I think what you're looking at is, just like with the Saints QB situation, there's a lot that the coaching staff likes with Rattler, and there's a lot that the coaching staff likes with Shuck, and it's hard to make the determination who's the better guy. Brian Kelly broke it down yesterday about the offensive linemen that they have, and in particular the guards that they have, and DJ Chester and Paul Mbanga and Cohen Echols, and all 3 of those guys can do different things. Cohen Echols is one of the strongest guys on the team. Mbanga is a guy that can really move very well. DJ Chester is a guy that has a lot of experience being the starting center last year. And so there's just this, none of them have been able to separate themselves from the other. And so it's kind of tight. And so I think the coaching staff is like, let's just see what all these guys can do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They all deserve to play, is what they look at it. They just don't have someone that has stood out over the others.
You have a great story posted at WWL.com. Let me read the first line. Running quarterbacks caused problems for LSU's defense last year. Then you go on to talk about Lenora Sellers with South Carolina, Marcel Reed with Texas A&M, Jalen Milroe, Alabama, and even Vanderbilt's Diego Pavia. Thoughts?
Well, the first real paragraph of the story brings just cold sweats to LSU fans, because that was the kryptonite of that LSU defense last year. They really struggled to contain quarterbacks that could run the football. I mean, what Jalen Milroe did to LSU last year was criminal. It was really bad for LSU's defense. For that guy to rush for 185 yards and 4 touchdowns inside Tiger Stadium was just brutal to watch for LSU fans.
I like the way you phrased it. He did wind sprints in Tiger Stadium.
Yeah. He did. I mean, he was, and then he just took a glass of, you know, got a sip of glass of water and went back out there and ran 40 more yards down the field. I mean, it was embarrassing. It was absolutely embarrassing, Tommy. And it's got to be a situation that has to be rectified this year. Now, they feel like they have. They feel like they, on the defensive line, they're just much better. They got some experience. I think that's the thing that Coach Brian Kelly likes about this defense, and that the transfer portal players weren't necessarily guys that were just, you know, backups at another place and looking for an opportunity to start somewhere else. I mean, Jamari Butler, Patrick Payton, Jack Pyburn, those guys were major parts of their defense, of the teams that they played on defense last year. You know, the same with in the defensive secondary. You're bringing in starters in Mansoor Duane, A.J. Halsey, Tamarcus Cooley. Jakeem Jackson was a starter at Florida last year before he got hurt. So I think he really likes the experience. And it just seems like Blake Baker has much more to work with this season. He just didn't have, and I'm talking about the defensive coordinator for LSU, he just didn't have any answers last year. When quarterbacks were running wild on LSU's defense, he couldn't really make an adjustment because he didn't have enough personnel to do it. I think they believe they have that this season.
How good can the secondary be?
I think it could be good. Is it going to be DBU? I don't think we're at that point yet. I think this should be a really good defensive secondary. I mean, really, the one guy that's going to return as the starter is going to be Ashton Stamps. But Mansoor Duane has looked good at the other cornerback spot. I mean, A.J. Halsey, this kid has played a lot of football, picked off a bunch of passes at Houston last year. Tamarcus Cooley looks like your perfect nickelback. And then there's backups behind them. I mean, I think Deshaun Spears out of Denham Springs is still part of this. I think you'll eventually see DJ Pickett, the fantastic freshman cornerback from Florida. I think he'll eventually find some playing time out there. So the defensive secondary should be much improved.
I had my chair reupholstered just to get ready for Saturday with Arch Manning in Texas taking on Ohio State and LSU. Of course, you can hear all the action here on WWL on Saturday. I'll give you the details when we come back. Thank you, Jeff Palermo. Appreciate it as always.
All right. Sounds good, Tommy. Thank you.
You have a great day. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. We're concerned about mental health here, and we're going to talk about close friends and how important is it for you to have close friends as you age. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.